This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This week marks 3 years since an Enbridge energy pipeline ruptured near Marshall, spilling nearly 800,000 gallons of tar sands oil into Talmadge Creek and the Kalamazoo River. The cleanup has already cost Enbridge almost $1 billion, and they still have lots of work ahead of them. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith's been following this story all along, and she joins us now from Muskegon. Lindsay, so it has been 3 years. How is the cleanup going? What's the latest?
Well, I will say a lot of things have improved. I took a little canoe trip down the river recently, and I think the last time I was there was 2 summers ago, so 1 year after the oil spill. And you can immediately tell the difference that you can't see really any oil. You have to really dig for it. And most of the oil that's left is really on the river bottom. And that's where the rest of the cleanup will be. The EPA has ordered Enbridge to do some dredging of the Kalamazoo River. They hope to get about 12,000 gallons of submerged oil that's still on the river bottom. But there will be some that's left there. It'll get slowly picked up through these sediment traps. But some of it is likely to stay there, you know, in perpetuity.
So there really is no way to really get that water cleaned up totally.
Well, it comes down to whether or not you're going to cause more harm than it's worth. I mean, I'm trying to think of a good analogy, but if you really dig up a bunch of stuff just to get a little bit of oil, I mean, you can really destroy a lot more habitat for fish, wildlife. Getting in heavy machinery in by a riverbank is not exactly ideal for the habitat there. So that's what it comes down to, yeah.
Earlier this week, Lindsay, 11 people were arrested during a protest in Ingham County. What was that about? What happened?
Well, this is a group, a coalition in Michigan, but I would also say, I would venture to say, it's part of a larger push of activists that are against tar sand oil, the development in Alberta, Canada mainly. In that the pipeline that Enbridge is building to replace the one that ruptured, it's going to be a little bit bigger, so it'll be able to ship more. They say there's, you know, higher demand at refineries, so they need to just, you know, take care of their customers. So they're expanding and replacing this old pipeline with this new one. The people who are opposed to developing tar sands oil in general, some of them have become more aggressive, I would say, in their protests, and that they're willing to get arrested and civil disobedience to kind of make their point.
So what is next for Enbridge and for the people who live near the pipeline?
Well, Enbridge, you know, if you talk to them, they're there till the end. I mean, they're replacing the current pipeline. They expect to be in these communities for an extended period of time. I've been to their headquarters in Marshall. It's a very seemingly permanent place. And as far as what's next for them, they, you know, they really have to follow the EPA's orders to be able to finish this kind of cleanup, which really has no end in sight as far as having a definite end. Just talking to the EPA, eventually they'll hand it over to the state's Department of Environmental Quality to take care of this stuff, the rest of the cleanup once the EPA is done with it. But even then, Enbridge will have to satisfy the state if the state has any further requirements for drinking water or any other problems that may come up.
And what's the timetable for completing the repairs and having that pipeline intact from Sarnia, Ontario, to Griffith, Indiana?
Well, they want to have that replacement pipe finished by the end of this year.
And for people who live between Sarnia and Griffith, Indiana, for the people who have to live near that pipeline, what are they saying about all of this?
Well, I mean, it's still very controversial. At this point, there are, from what I understand, there are still some holdouts for land leases and land rights. But, you know, Enbridge really has been moving all right along. I mean, you can go to places where it's under construction, where these people got arrested in Mason earlier this week. So, you know, it's definitely happening. The people that are living near the pipeline have dealt with it and will probably continue to deal with its existence, it seems.
Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith has been following the Enbridge story, and you can hear more on the Environment Report. That's tomorrow during Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thanks, Cindy.